welcome.
You're welcome.
Here we are.
Stop.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Ezekiel. He's a pretty smart guy.
I have the biggest feeling Ezekiel would have been a very good lawyer.
And the reason he would have been a good lawyer is because he gave good answers without having to answer anything.
I don't think I was fooled for a moment, though.
Son of man, can these bones live?
No, he didn't say yes or no. He said,
"Oh Lord, God, you know.
He simply was covering his bets. I always thought it was kind of interesting to kind of bring that up a little bit.
Despite what Ezekiel said, God did something miraculous.
It didn't matter that Ezekiel knew what was going to happen or not happen or could it happen or would it happen.
Apart from Ezekiel's knowledge,
lack of knowledge, faith, lack of faith, whatever it might have been,
God was going to do something. And as Ezekiel looked, God did something. He looked and he saw those bones come together. He saw sinews form. He saw flesh come upon them. He saw skin cover them. Wow. All the time he was prophesying. As God commanded, the four winds came together. And there was breath and blew into them. And restored the body. And they became alive. But there was something missing still. They looked human, they had life in them, but something was missing. There's no longer rot, no longer decay, no longer just a pile of bones, yet something was missing. And so the Lord commanded Ezekiel to prophesy again. God said he would put his spirit into them.
You know, I thought about the pile of bones there, and whenever we're dealing with a miracle in the Bible, you know, the question always comes up in our minds. I'm sure it does. It comes up in mine. It's okay to come up in yours, too. Did it really happen? I mean, dried, decaying bones to be brought together, scattered all over. I would assume it probably was some sort of a battlefield. I did a little reading on it. I didn't find any specific answer as to what had happened there to have all these bones here. I mean, it could have been. I just assumed it probably was something like a battle that had happened there sometime before. And then I read a little bit farther and found that really what this was a vision that Ezekiel was having. So either way, how the bones got there, whether he just saw a vision, whether it was tied to some earthly thing, Ezekiel sees this thing happen. All these dry bones come together in this vision that he had. And but still there's something missing. And I think about how it is in our world today. How many people in the world today are like that microphone that I have there? It looks good. It's got all the parts. There's just still something missing. There's something that keeps it from fully being and doing what it's supposed to do. I mean, think of it. How many people do we see in this world? They've got bones. They've got sinews. They have flesh. They have skin over top of it. They're walking around out there doing whatever it may be that they're doing. But are they really alive? Or are they just stumbling through everyday life? One minute to the next. Not living life as God intended it. There's something missing. There's something missing in their lives. Well, as I said before, this is a prophecy.
Ezekiel sees.
This is a vision he sees. But if it has any connection at all to any actual battle that happened, I do not know. But he sees this vision, and he sees them restored. And God says at the end there that he rose basically up as a vast army. And God's word says that he rose up as a vast army. Well, part of this vision is connected to Israel. Israel had been taken into captivity, had been defeated, and like those dry bones, Israel was broken. Israel was scattered. Israel was devoid of any happiness. Their life had ended. But God did something absolutely amazing. And he really was pointing towards what he would be doing for the people of Israel, bringing them back together, putting life back into them, restoring them. The central point here is not just this vision. It's not whether God actually could or would in the earthly realm restore these dried bones as he does in this valley, in this vision. It's really about God being able to move us from brokenness and defeat and sadness and a life that is disconnected and scattered to a life that is connected, where all the parts work, and most importantly, a life where we are connected to God. Really, what Ezekiel is seeing is a vision of hope. In our lives, how many times have we ever been like those dry bones? That happens to us, doesn't it? Things in our lives happen when we're just so broken. Can you imagine having an arm broken? Have anybody ever broken an arm? Right? Have you ever tried to, did you try to move it? Hurt, didn't it? Were you able to move it? I don't know. I never had a broken arm, but I've heard that sometimes they break and they just kind of hang and you can't move it, right? And if you try to, the muscles hurt and everything. So the arm becomes basically useless. And sometimes we feel that way in life, doesn't it? We feel like we're so broken that nothing moves, nothing works. No matter how hard we try to move that arm, we get nothing. No matter how hard we try to move our life, we get nothing. Because we are the ones who try to move it. Whether it's the death of a loved one, or whether it's going through physical trials, illnesses. We are like those dry bones. If we try to go through it on our own, we will not make it. We will not make it. It is only by God's Spirit within us and clinging to God that we can ever hope. Be able to rise again. And we know that in the story of Lazarus, even like in Lazarus, Lazarus rose again, didn't he, right? Jesus said, rise, and he came out. But what happened to Lazarus sometime later? He died. Even if in this physical world we come through the suffering of an illness or the loss of a loved one, we know that suffering is going to come again. We know that if we escape whatever tragedy physically may be befalling us, there will come an end to this world. The old great country singer, Hank Williams, what did he say? One of his great songs was, never get out of this world alive. That's why at the center of this, the story of restoration is not simply physical restoration, because that'll end. It's spiritual restoration. It's the restoration that will take place at the resurrection. When all of the pain and all of the suffering and all the misery that happens in this world that washes over us and then passes and becomes a memory will end. That's the great hope that we have. I know if I'm lucky, I don't do something stupid like fall off my motorcycle while not wearing a helmet. I might live, what, another 30 years? 35 years? What? I might live another 35 years. But I know I'm not going to get out of this world alive. That's why I put my hope on what this story is really about. The hope of the resurrection. The promise that Christ makes to us. That's what we really need to cling to. Not just whether or not we are momentarily restored to health or momentarily restored to joy. Because we all know that'll end too. How many people in here have lost a loved one? Everybody has lost a loved one. Yeah. And how many people here have grieved and moved beyond and were able to have a normal life again, different but normal? And then how many of you have lost a loved one after that? And it happens again and again. And so you happen to be the loved one that they lose. Nobody gets out of the world alive. Christ gives us hope when we believe in Him. When we believe in Him, that death and misery and suffering will not have the final word. Those dry bones that Ezekiel saw, you know, the hope and restoration of the people of Israel, and that's what was spoken, that's why it was spoken to the people of Israel, so they could see themselves as that. But there's much more than that. It pointed to that hope and that of that restoration that will come when Christ returns and when we will finally see the departed. Where sadness will be completely wiped away. All physical injuries, physical maladies, problems will be gone. When our dry bones will be raised by the power of God. So in the meantime, how can we be as complete as we can be? The Spirit of God is all that can do it. Which is why it is important that we continue to pray, continue to engage with God's Word, and continue to avail ourselves of worship and the means of grace. It's so easy for us to get out of those habits, is it not? We always think that we have time. I'll pray later. And then we don't. I'll read the Word later, and we don't. I'll go to worship next week. It's really nice outside. Then it's easier not to go. And before long, it's easy to slip into not having God's Spirit with us. Nature abhors a vacuum, it's true, and I think the spiritual world abhors a vacuum too. And when we're not filled with the Spirit of God, it's easy for us to become filled with some other spirit, the spirit of this world. So, pray, worship, engage with the Word. Pray for God's Spirit to be within you. Increase faith by that. And look to the hope that is in Jesus Christ. The hope that will wash away all of the sadness of this world.